Peggy drove her dented green Chevrolet at a slow, deliberate pace along the back roads that she knew so well. Chance, she thought, had her playing guide in the environs of a city that she considered as much akin as any of her own family. Medora had rung her up only a few hours earlier to say that Angus had been called away at the last moment and could not host a luncheon the Journal was giving for Mr. Harold Latham of the Macmillan Publishing Company. And would Peggy be an absolute angel and step in and act as co-hostess? Peggy, never able to refuse a friend in distress, agreed. Now, as she spoke entertainingly about the history of the giant stone sculpture, she was glad she had come along. Peggy Mitchell Marsh had no idea of Latham's motives until he confessed during the course of the luncheon that he had heard she had written a novel and that he would like to see it. "I have no novel," she had replied. They had gone on to discuss well-known authors and their books and had found that they had similar literary tastes. When Latham offered her a small commission if she would scout books in the Atlanta area for Macmillan, she had agreed. Latham was not discouraged when she denied having written a novel herself, for the way she had avoided looking him straight in the eye as she said it had made him certain that she was lying. And he sensed that, for all her loquaciousness, Mrs. Marsh was not a woman who could easily tell a lie. He also found himself in agreement with Lois Cole. This fiery little woman was one of the best tale-benders he had ever heard.